Hey, hi. So, I'm Jayesh Bhagat, and I wanted to talk to you about everything. Like, I needed a friend to discuss life issues with someone, or my thoughts with someone. And I think that I think a lot about everything. Same like you, I'm too an overthinker. Similarly, today, I had a call with my friends. It was much days later that I had a long discussion with them, a conversation with them. We were talking about various things. And we happened to talk about happiness. If you ask me about what happiness is, and the other question was, should we have an option plan B in life? So, everything comes down to why you should be having plan B, because you are not very acceptable about your plan A, because you think there is more to do with something in plan B, or you don't like what you do because that's painful. You know, everything is painful in life to do. It's like everything has a price. See, everything is a tedious job. Not ever anything is easy. You might say that it's a labor-intensive job, but yeah, that's the reality. Somewhere, you're human, and you'll have to put in efforts. Similarly, it's the case with everything in life. So having a plan B is not the right option. It's like you have a wife, and then you're looking for another wife. No, you have to bring a child, give birth to a child, plan for a child, exactly. So what happens here is, you are adding an extension to A. You have A, option A, and you are adding in an extension to it, A plus, A plus plus, and A triple plus. Similarly, you should add value to your prior thing. If you are into designing, just I am a designer, and I feel like designing things. Like, I like doing logos, identity designs. But being a professional into it takes efforts. Okay. You could be a very good designer, identity designer, but to again sell it to the customers or make things more presentable would take efforts. So I switched to UI UX. I explored a whole lot of different things like video editing, animation, and website design, sort of HTML, little CSS. So what happened is, I explored various different things, but if I would have worked on my prior thing, like identity design, and making thing is the most perfect thing in my life, making it more presentable, and making the pitch, sales pitch, very, pretty awesome, or presenting my work on Instagram, like those things, doing excessive of that thing, working on my concert projects, all those different things. So if I would have done that, added an extension to my own thing, then I could have been much better, or I would have been serving real clients in the real time. Every day I would be having new clients. But the thing is, I shifted to different things. But it's again, everything connects. So you don't have to worry about it. So what happened to me is I added extensions to it, right? I'm having now various knowledge of various skills. Like if I design something in Illustrator, a logo design, I can animate it into a video. And now that animated video could be turned into a film, or I could use that over a film. Or that film could incorporate UI designs. So the knowledge connects everywhere. So as the saying goes, like everything happens for our own good. Yeah, it does happen to you some extent. But you should never lose hope for yourself. Or you should believe in yourself that anything that comes to my way, I am surfing in a tide. And anything that comes into my way, I'm going to make it fruitful for myself, for others, and make it beautiful or make it count in the long term of long period of time. Okay? So that was my message. So you shouldn't have option B, but add extensions to your thing. Or you can approach it with your own different domain. Or you can chunk things differently as per weeks. That in a month, you can do a certain task first week, second week, third week, or fourth week. Similarly, or you can do it in a year, like first half of the year, second half of the year, third half, fourth half, similarly. So the next comes is happiness. Why we were talking about happiness eventually, and we were talking about a bit of money, because all you count is what work you are doing somehow has to make money for you to sustain yourself, right? So similarly, we came to a point as knowledge brings you power. We know that. Okay. So knowledge brings you humility, as per the Gita says, and I quote, knowledge brings you humility. Humility makes you wiser. Being wiser brings you money, and money allows you to perform duties for your family, your friends, and in performing those duties, you find happiness. See, as we say that money cannot buy anything, or money is ultimate, people say that. Okay, so money can buy you a pizza, you can laugh over a pizza, or enjoying with your friends a pizza. So money brought you that pizza, but it is not happiness. But what happiness is happiness is connecting with your friends. That is happiness, right? Or cracking jokes with your friends. That's happiness. So, or if you are a father or a friend, you are able to buy them something good that they enjoy. So that time spent with them is happiness, right? Similarly, everything goes. You perform duties and you feel happy. Similarly, many different things goes on. Okay, so that's for the day, and I'll connect you on some other day with different message, because you know I'm an overthinker, and we can share our thoughts. Bye bye. Take care.